Welcome back to the Profit Your Knowledge podcast. Today's guest is Tamira Hamilton. She is going to give us a ton of knowledge bombs today about Pinterest marketing. But Tamira has over three decades of experience within the corridors of several Fortune 100 companies. And she is also the driving force behind the revolutionary Pin Profits marketing program, or mastery program. So we're going to learn more about just Pinterest. That's really the topic of the day. And she is an expert in this. I know very little about Pinterest, so I'm genuinely curious, and hopefully I can answer all the right questions that you're thinking in your head about Pinterest too, the listener. So let's dive into this. How are you doing today, Tamira?
I'm doing excellent. How are you?
Phenomenal. Excited to learn about Pinterest and Pinterest marketing.
Yeah, I'm excited to be here and share about it. It's just something that I think a lot of people are sleeping on. And is overlooked. So I love being out here on the internet streets and preaching the gospel about Pinterest, because it can be very lucrative, and not just from a dollar standpoint, but from an exposure and lead generation and so many different aspects. It's a wonderful platform.
Cool. So I'm curious, why Pinterest? Why should people think about it? What are the benefits, the perks that come with understanding Pinterest marketing?
Well, Pinterest, you have to understand, is a search engine. It is the third largest search engine, with Google being first and YouTube being second, and YouTube being owned by Google. And Pinterest is a visual search engine. It's a visual inspiration search engine. So where people go to Facebook, TikTok, or Instagram to share where they've been, right? They share where they are. Pinterest is where people go to plan, and they look for inspiration for not only key moments in their life, but for what I call life transitional moments. So like getting married, getting divorced, having a baby, starting a business, growing a business. People are looking for inspiration and ideas to execute on Pinterest. It's like I love the name Pinterest, because when I think about it, it's like a bulletin board. Like, I'm a little older. So when I was in high school, we would have these bulletin boards, and we would use thumbtacks, and we would pin things on there, not only reminders, but things that we were dreaming of, like a car or a dress. And so it's almost like a visual scrapbook in that sense, but it's where you go for ideation. So if I like to use the example of Coachella, right? So Facebook, you might post, okay, I'm at Coachella, and this is what I wore to Coachella, right? I'm going to Coachella. This is what I wore to Coachella. Whereas on Pinterest, you're there looking for what fashion ideas are hot this season for me to wear to Coachella. What concert makeup looks are people creating that I can recreate on? And you look for that on Pinterest, right? It's just a platform where it's great for you if you are blogging. It's great for you even if you're not blogging, if you have an e-commerce website, because you can link these pins that you create to your link and drive traffic from Pinterest to those links, because Pinterest is based on intent. Like I said, I'm going to Coachella. So what are the makeup looks, right? What are the fashion trends? And then by having that link right there where people can shop, you can make that sale. You can also use your lead magnets there and collect leads for you to be able to nurture and follow up with. So it's a great source from a creator standpoint, from a business owner standpoint, from a service provider or e-commerce or drop shipping. It's great because you can get that web traffic generation, which, hello, if you can get it organically, that's great. That's where we want to be. Did you lose sound? I can't hear you.
Yeah, I had my mute button on. Sorry. Okay. As you're saying this, I'm listening, and I was on Pinterest, and I just typed in like how to start an online business, just curious. Yeah. And because again, I haven't really played around with this, and it has like shop online business at the top and then more ideas down below. But it looks just like Canva. I don't know. It looks like Canva.
Created templates.
Yeah, that's what it looks like. And then there's like comments, and it kind of looks like Instagram, sort of that kind of vibe. But then I could click on it. Yeah. I'm just trying to understand like how it actually works.
Yeah. Okay. So here's the thing. If you were to click on one of those, the pin itself is going to pop up and there will be a description there. So have you clicked on one?
Yeah. And it's like how I make over $9,000 from home online every month. And then there's...
Right. So when you click on that image or the button beneath it, it should take you out to an external website.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so then if that's someone's blog post in there, they likely have affiliate links. They have links to or links to their own courses or workshops or digital products.
Gotcha.
Yeah. Or, and some people literally are using, Google, where the Google display ads show up on your website. I don't know why I'm drawing a blank.
That's okay.
But yeah, through Google where you get paid for having the advertising banners on your blog. People can have been making money doing that. And some people significant amounts of money. I'm always careful when I talk about the money part because not everybody's good. You can't just put it up and make the money, but, the potential is definitely there.
Oh, yeah. I mean, speaking of potential, I Googled it real quick of how many people use Pinterest is what I said. Yeah. And it says Pinterest has 459 million monthly active users worldwide, including 98 million in the US.
Exactly. And it's closer to 500,000, half a billion now. It's last I heard it was like 472, 475.
I mean,
it's been going up quarterly. And Pinterest is a publicly traded company. So a lot of this information is very easy to verify. They are definitely on a hot streak because they're so inspirational. It's a very positive, forward, visionary looking platform. So what that means is it's not a place where you go and you feel like you're getting your soul sucked. Because trust me, there are times with the Blue app that it's like, if I didn't need this to, for my livelihood, I would be off of here because you get tired of the negativity. You get tired of all the political stuff. You don't want to see the news. And Pinterest is very protective of that. So they only... really focus on being positive, right? And so, for example, they institute technologies like body positivity. So when you're looking for fashion, they have made a pledge to make sure that when you go in there and you search for a red, blue, and white strap blouse like I have on, that you will also see plus size options as well. So they have this very fancy, algorithm in AI in place that will do that. Same with hair texture and type, if it's makeup, and your skin tone in that. And so people are using Pinterest for all sorts of things, but yeah, 500,000 users, almost 100,000, am I saying it right? 100 million users in the US every single month. I mean, there's so much potential and it's only growing. And so Gen Z is starting to flock to Pinterest because it's a positive platform and because it's very inspirational. And so what happens when Gen Z flocks to a platform, everybody else tends to follow because the advertisers tend to pay attention and they want to be where Gen Z is because Gen Z is the new focus generation.
Yeah, especially how like everybody can have influence with like TikTok and other stuff too, and like using other platforms. Yeah, it's huge. So, okay. So in terms of strategy with Pinterest, if we're thinking about making the content, because this is all very foreign to me, and I'm just curious.
Yeah.
But when, let's say that I wanted to make a post, about whatever it is that I do, we'll just say like making money from home,
Yeah.
I could go into Canva, make a cool, similar kind of piece of, I guess, a template sort of thing right here. And then the idea is that, so it seems like people go to Pinterest and let's say I want to learn how to make money from home. So I could say like work from home and I'm looking for that. My posts can then pop up for that person. And if they like my design, they click on the design, read the description. And if they like it and maybe the comments down below, then there's the external link that points them over to my site.
Correct. And I just want to point out my friend from Jenna, right? Jenna says that, girl, yes, that's how I planned my bachelorette party and my friend's 25th is on Pinterest. So when I say it's a search engine, what are the three letters that are associated with search engine? SEO, search engine optimization. Mm-hmm. So the first step in creating your pin is to optimize it, right? And so you want to optimize your Pinterest account from the top to the bottom. That's your profile picture. That's the profile name. That's the profile description, your board name and board descriptions, right? And then your pin itself, you want to optimize the title of the pin. You want keywords in the description as well. And there are some other things that I really go deep into in my course, because optimization is huge with Pinterest. Is it important to be visually stunning and appealing? Yes, but it's also important to have that SEO in place, because that is what their AI and algorithm are going to do to determine what that individual user is going to be most likely to look at and view. And so optimizing it is really important. Another thing I will say is you are likely to see a lot of images out there. You are likely to see a lot of outdated pins out there. And where you can win is by modernizing the pin. And how do you modernize it? Short form video. So if you have existing short form video out there that has performed well, get it SEO optimized and get it on Pinterest. No logos. You don't want the TikTok logo on there. You don't want the Instagram Reel logo on there. You want it without those logos. And then there are some other things that I teach inside of the course, because we don't have time to go into all of that right now.
Yeah.
we just don't. We've got a limited amount of time. And so I've got some free training and a course that walks you through all of that. But where I've been teaching people to win and where people have been winning is by determining their mix of video to images and making sure to repurpose and redistribute existing content. The other play I like to teach is leveraging your blog, having some cornerstone content on your blog, and Pinterest does not penalize you. In fact, it encourages you to create what they call fresh pins. And that is creating multiple pins pointing to the same blog post or same link. That doesn't mean you're going to use all the same keywords, the same title, the same description, but they all need to be relevant, because it's really important that that pin be related to where they are going, because they want their users to have a really good experience, right, so that they keep coming back to Pinterest. And they also want to make sure that it is a website that they would want people to visit and be associated with. So nothing illegal, illicit, or anything like that. But yeah, Pinterest is a great platform to drive that web traffic. It's all about knowing who it is that you serve and creating content and creating, and those pins themselves can be the content. They can also point to other content to help you collect the lead, nurture it. Well, you nurture it through your automation and your funnel and email marketing, but you can get that email using Pinterest, and you can drive them to content that has, you know, other strategies outlined in it to help you collect the lead and or close the sale, right? Because you can lead them to a blog post that goes in depth about something, like a review, for example. A lot of people, my Amazon affiliate earnings have gone up drastically since I've been, let me just back up. There was a time when I had 3 million monthly views on Pinterest. The problem with that was because they created these idea pins that were their answer to, at the time, Instagram stories, that time being 2018, 2019. And then with the pandemic, views only went up during the shutdown because so many people were home, right? And what were they doing? Spending money and planning and being inspired, right? They had no choice, right? So I got up to 3 million monthly views. The problem was those idea pins didn't link externally. So it became a big problem, and it demotivated people like myself from continuing on Pinterest, because it's great that they were keeping people on their platform, but, you know, we got to win too for us to keep creating the content for them to win. And so last May, they made that change where you can now, first of all, there's not all these different types of pins anymore. There's pretty much idea pins and video pins, but the best bet is to make the idea pin or a static pin, but the idea pin with the video now links out to an external link. And I've been linking directly to, and you can also tag product directly on Pinterest as well through Amazon or LTK, and you can drive people to that link. So for example, I have a video making sliders, right? And so that part of that slider is browning ground beef. And I share the skillet that I am browning ground beef in, and I link it to it. That pin went viral, and boom, not only did traffic, you know, it was like for December, I think over 700 clicks with a 2% conversion rate over
awesome.
To Amazon.
Yeah, that's awesome. So there's a lot of stuff you just unpacked there about just the platforms in general, Pinterest being obviously a topic of the day. But yeah. I think like you mentioned a lot about like what Pinterest wants is that mm-hmm. they want people on their platform and to stay on their platform. And it's like the algorithm, people are always trying to hack that, like the YouTube algorithm, because I'm really big on the YouTube stuff. And it's like the algorithm is people. So if you optimize for, yes, it's optimizing for people, not for robots, but you do want to, and even SEO, like it's still optimizing for people. What is the person typing in? And that's, exactly. Those are the keywords that are going to work. So it's, yeah, people trying to optimize for robots, we optimize for people. So I think
Pinterest provides you with tools, like they have a trend tool and they also do an annual report. Pinterest Predicts, that just came out in December. I did a free training on that. And that Pinterest Predicts tool has an over 80% accuracy rate on what people are going to be searching for inspiration in right. the year. And I've already seen several of them. The jazz renaissance, right? You look at what TikTok did last week with pulling copyright because of the UMG, you know, thing that they're going through, right? And everybody woke up on what, Thursday or Friday, and a good chunk of their video catalog on TikTok was muted, right? And, you know, when you look at what Beyonce wore to the Grammys just last week, Kim Kardashian also posted a image. I hate to call her a selfie because it's not actually a selfie. She's got like a whole professional team behind her photos, but they were both in what, you know, in cowboy outfits, cowboy hats and all, you know, cowboy urban cowboy gothic is one of the trends that Pinterest predicts for fashion this year. And so we're seeing this go back to Kim Kardashian and her Skims brand. You know, one of the things on the Pinterest predicts was bows and bows being everywhere, little frilly bows, and Kim Kardashian and her Skims Valentine's campaign and it was a collaboration with Lana Del Rey, and it featured the coquette theme for fashion, again, with bows and a very specific fashion trend that incorporates bows or bow stacking. So they're very spot on, and they provide these tools, you know, like I said, and then there's also the trends tool that you can go in. And again, I hate to keep saying this because this isn't about selling you a course, right? But my course goes through it in depth, how to use this tool. And that's why I keep winning. And those who take my course and listen to what I have to say and use my method are winning with Pinterest.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, you can't cover a whole course. We got like 20, 30 minutes.
Exactly.
I get it. And it's the same thing with any of my courses too. It's like it goes more granular. But what I want someone to take away from this is like Pinterest, YouTube, like Google and stuff, they give you any platform, really, even TikTok. My girlfriend sends me a ton of TikToks. I don't really scroll on TikTok, but I think the something that you've been saying that's underlined, I hope people can pick this up, is the idea that we have to get good at spotting trends and spotting what's working as creators. And it doesn't matter what platform you're on. For example, with TikTok, my girlfriend sends me a ton of TikToks. At the end of the day, it's kind of our bonding time. We said we watch them, you know, and it's fun. And it's just funny because I know this as a creator, that everything is pretty much like recreated or a recreation of other things. And that's just creativity in general. Even Picasso talks about that. Right. Steal Like an Artist, by the way, amazing book. They talk all about it. But she sends me a video and I see like this one trend, and it's like, you know, whatever it is, just the trend on the video. And then I scroll and a couple more, I get another different version of that same trend. And it's like the same music, the same sound. And it's like one of them right now is, like, I thought she was my friend, but she was the devil. And like, it's like one picture and then you slide to another picture and it's like a cat, and the cat looks all cute on the first one. And then you slide and the cat just looks like a demon. And it's so funny. But like, it's the same audio, it's the same one and two slides, it's the format of that content that works and that's getting a lot of attention. And you can find those and spot what's working on Pinterest. And obviously Pinterest gives you the tools of like, right, here's stuff that's trending right now. YouTube does that stuff too. But I think like being a creator, it's good to get the eye for what's working consistently on a platform. And TikTok has its own things. Instagram has its own things. Pinterest will have its own things. And then thinking, how can I bring myself to that kind of table and to the process? I think that's a great skill.
Yeah, and I'll take it a step further, because remember, Pinterest is going to spot the trend before it gets everywhere else. There are trends I've literally watched and I've seen that before they actually show up on Pinterest Predicts. If you can get really good with the Pinterest Trends tool, you can predict what's going to end up on Pinterest Predicts. And at the very least, when you see the Pinterest Predicts report for the next year, you're going to be confused maybe, because you're like, I thought this already trended, because you saw it on the trends report 6-12 months ago. Using the trends tool, right? And so it's about being ahead of the curve, because these trends, they phase in and they are done so quickly. The right people that are going to capitalize on it are going to have two things at play. First thing they're going to have at play is that they got in on it early, right? It's always the early adopter. It's always the first to market that is going to win the biggest, right? And then two, those who can take the trend and not do the trend for the sake of doing the trend. I hope we learned from that in the last couple of years, that doing the trend, mm-hmm, for the sake of doing the trend and getting a bunch of attention, but not having strategy, yeah, not having anywhere where we are logically taking those people to next, does not benefit us or even the person watching the video. So instead, what we want to be able to do is translate that trend to what it is that we do, who we serve and how we serve them, right? Mm-hmm. So I've fallen in love with this show, Traitors, that's on Peacock, right? The season two, they brought in some of the best people in reality TV, not just reality TV, but really good gamers on reality TV. And last week's episode, baby, drama. And my girl Phaedra really read this dude for filth, right? I know some of you are probably like, what is she saying? He basically challenged her and she read him. He forgot who he was talking to. So I took those clips from that and I made that apply to my ideal client. And, you know, there's this scene where, you know, he's attacking her and it's a futile attack. It's dumb. And so I took that scene and I labeled it performance reviews be like, mm-hmm, and this is your incompetent boss. This is your body of work speaking for itself. This is the 5% raise. And then when she says her famous line to him, this is my resignation letter, right?
So good.
Yeah. So when you can understand the trend and how it applies to different scenarios and points of view, and pair that with a really good hook and call to action, you're going to win not only on Pinterest, but any platform.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think that that's just like, that's the skill that creators, the sooner you can adopt that and practice that, it changes everything. I teach people that, like related to YouTube and that sort of stuff. And mm-hmm, I had a call with a client today and I was explaining to him, like, here's this one. Cause I was like, you can make this type of content, and right, it's, he's in the credit space and making like right now there's a lot of videos I've been seeing with copywriting or SMMA, mm-hmm, you know, social media marketing agency. It's like people are making these 2, 3, 5, even 11 hour courses that are super long, like multiple hours long, mm-hmm, on YouTube, and they're racking up a ton of watch time. And he really wants to get his watch time up. So I was like, dude, you can make your own version of this. And we played with the titles and stuff and adjusted right them to work for him. And, I was showing him how it's like the SMMA one learned it from this other guy. And then it's just kind of like, it's like this remixing of content kind of,
yeah,
and like things that are working. It's a ton of it, you know, but there's like, yeah, there's strategy to it, not completely ripping someone off. It's like finding, exactly, the different, and that's where the creative piece comes in for us. Like what you did, super creative, but you saw trends and things that are on people's radar basically, you know, and that they're interested in, and then we're able to recreate that.
And sometimes it's as simple as like Jazz Renaissance, right? So if UMG and TikTok are in a dispute about how much UMG and their artists are going to get paid from TikTok, Well, jazz, I'm sure there's lots of jazz out there that's free use and for commercial use. And TikTok, I mean, Pinterest has told us that it is, going to be a hot thing this year. So go ahead and use jazz music that's available for free use in your videos, right? Give that coffee house vibe, that Starbucky vibe to your short form video, right? If you know that, a certain color is trending, some of these things you might not be able to apply the trend directly to what you do, but you can incorporate it into your aesthetic, because aesthetic is huge on Pinterest. You can incorporate it into your creative process somewhere and still reap the results, because audio is still a huge part of your content these days.
Oh, yeah, huge, massive. Going back to the Pinterest, when I typed in like online business, for example, I found this one design. I clicked on it, and I'm just thinking about the flow and kind of like the journey that someone would take on interest or Pinterest. If I was like, yeah, online business. So I just typed that in. This one pin pops up, and it's a video that's going around. It says how I make over $9,000 from home every single month with a girl holding up some Benjamins. And then the pin, it has the link at the top. It says work from home for moms and make money from home online. So she's obviously saying make money from home, work from home. Those are two keywords that I'm just popping in from that title. But the short description says learn how to make money online from home by following my journey. This is how I work from home and earn a full-time income every single month. This is honestly one of the best home business ideas. Okay, so these are all like home business idea. These are all keywords that she's putting in there. I went from earning an extra $500 per month to over 10,000 per month working from home. And then she's kind of reading some other stuff. But when I click onto her profile, it says 8.6 million monthly views.
Yes.
That's wild. And then, yeah, the link goes to her website, which is finsavvypanda.com. And if I click on that, it goes over to the website, which is a blog, and the blog is number blog income report, how I made $5,532.13 blocking. And then you can read on her blog. So it points straight over to her blog. She's just driving a bunch of traffic over to the blog. But then the blog should be set up to capture an email address by offering
Yes, the blog
something.
needs to be
Right.
optimized.
Which a lot of people, they're not. They're like, join my newsletter, tiny in the corner where you can't see. Offer a lead magnet, people. Cool. Well, there's so much to talk about. We're going to come in for a landing. Tamira, I always love to ask people this question. Based on your career, what's something that you wish someone would have told you early on, just about entrepreneurship as a whole?
I would say, career-wise, I would say I wish I'd learned and really fully understood early on that a job was not the only way to provide for myself and my family, right? I think that, I grew up in a blue-collar family. I still like to say they were educated, and they had high school degrees, high school diplomas, and I was the first to get a 4-year college degree, but some people had 2-year degrees in different things. But we were just always taught to work, right? And not only work hard, but work 3 times as
Manually,
hard
yeah.
as everyone else, right? And so I think that's the thing, understanding that you do not have to work a job. You do not have to work for someone else to provide for yourself and your family.
Yeah, powerful stuff. I grew up in a blue collar family too, and I followed the footsteps, and I was like, there's got to be another way.
Yeah, I
So
was
I
miserable.
100% relate, grind in all the time. And then, yeah, I realized, wow, you can make money in so many other ways and make as much, if not more, than you could in another job that's quote unquote good,
Well, and it's also about your freedom and your time and your totality, your well-being,
Oh,
right?
yeah.
Because if you're going to a soul-sucking job, working for a soul-sucking boss, and
All
you really
day.
don't see any other way out, especially in my case as a single mom who was the sole provider for her children, it can just go downhill from there very
Yeah.
quickly. I'll just say that, because that's a whole other podcast in
Yeah.
and of
Oh.
itself, right? And so, it's not just about the money, because I always tell people, you can actually, because of, different things in the finance world, you actually don't have to make as much as you made in your job in some cases, right? Because you might be able to actually keep more of your money.
Totally. And if you're commuting all the time and you can work from home, you're like,
Exactly.
that's a huge expense with car parts, maintenance and gas and all that stuff. So Yeah, it's a lot of different expenses that get cut.
And if you are having to go to the doctor because you have comorbidities because of different things from your work environment and how that's impacting your health, that makes a huge difference.
Yeah, wild. All the different phantom benefits that come with it that we don't really think about. Yeah, it is wild. And it's really weird too when you start, you know, when you get your business, like we talked about your blogging, get your blog optimized, if you're driving traffic, if you decide to do Pinterest or whatever, and like you start making good money in your business. And it's like, I still can sometimes have a tendency to feel like I need to work more than I actually do.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And I have to remind myself that, wait a second, like the income's going to come and I can take today off completely and everything's going to be okay.
It's so hard, and it's a
Thursday, but my brain is still like semi-conditioned to where it's like, if you're not actually working, you won't get paid, like actually working in the job. But it's like when you have things working for you, systems and all this cool stuff and automations, like you don't have to actually, because something's working for you all the time. It's just you're having robots do it, which is the amazing thing. So yeah. Awesome advice. Tamira, thanks so much for hanging out with us and dropping all the knowledge bombs about Pinterest. Where can people learn more about you and get connected?
Yeah, you can visit my website at tamirahamilton.com. I have a free Pinterest training for you at tamirahamilton.com/secret. And, you know, it will go more in depth on some of the things that we talked about today.
Awesome. Right on. We'll put a link down in the description to point you over to the website. And yeah, definitely check out that free training, people, because Pinterest is definitely on my radar now, just kind of looking into it. It's still very foreign, but it seems cool. And judging by that one person's traffic, it's pretty legit. So,
well, yeah. And the great thing is you don't have to be on there all day, every day. It's kind of like YouTube in that respect.
Yeah. Yeah, that's awesome. And it sounds like you can repurpose a lot of stuff, because I mean, I have a ton of stuff from old blog posts and that sort of stuff.
Yes.
Which is huge. Awesome. So for the listener, I know we talked about a lot of stuff, definitely related to Pinterest, but also just the mindset of being a creator, you know, spotting different trends and being creative about how you can bring those ideas to what you do and capitalize on that attention that you can get, and spotting the trends before they die out. It's like a big wave, you know, it gets big and it's starting to climb and then it gets to the peak and then it dies out. But then there's another one coming around. That's just like the ocean. The biggest thing, though, is that whatever inspired you from this episode, please do something with it for the sake of you. I want to see you win. That's why hopefully you keep coming to this podcast and you get good nuggets like this. But implementation is your only superpower. So do something. Take what you learned here. Get out there. Make something happen. And I will see you in the next one.